We're doing Mechazon Ish, Emunah U'Bitachon. We're up to page Chaf Vav. And the Chazon Ish had discussed that sometimes there are people who work very hard to perfect their traits, but they don't learn halacha. So theoretically, they have many good traits. They're aspiring to be very kind, caring people, when in fact they don't know the details of how they're supposed to behave, and they are most difficult to talk to because they're convinced that they got it right. Because here they're working very hard to be God-fearing people. They just don't know the details of what God-fearing really means, because they don't know exactly what the halacha expects of them at every juncture. But because they're working so hard learning the concepts of being a good person without the details, so they're confident that they're there, and they're very hard to talk to. Amnam. Kfar gila agris atzal bigarto, kim amnam kavanatam utzuya masem kukalim tachlit hakilkul. The gris, I don't know who that stands for, he revealed in his letter that these people have a good intention, but their actions are completely corrupt. Kimi shelo amal balacha biyun hedek itev, lo yida erkav na'alam mimenu ntivoteh. If someone hasn't worked hard to understand halacha down to the core of what's really going on, he doesn't really know its value. He doesn't know its paths. V'chaser ha'ikar b'avodat Hashem, and he's missing the main point in the service of Hashem Yitbarach, she'tzivah lishmor tzifei halacha v'lehov otah. Really, the Torah commands you. You got 613 mitzvot with details of what you're supposed to do at certain junctures, and you're talking about loving Hashem and being a good person. Well, being a good person involves following the halacha with its details. Ve'imishpatu chaser makana. So if he's missing the rules, he doesn't know what to do, so what's he really acquired? Just like you can't keep Shabbos if you don't know the halachos of Shabbos. But I love Shabbos. I make Kiddush every Shabbos. That's great. But do you know that by picking out the red chol beans from the white chol beans, that's borer? Oh, a person can't be careful to eat kosher unless he knows what's not kosher. By the same token, you can't be careful not to steal or damage your fellow man if you don't learn the laws of damages from your fellow man. And undoubtedly, someone who hasn't learned, who hasn't checked out to really know what the laws are, at many junctures, he's stealing, he's hurting other people, and he doesn't even notice. So I gave you guys the example. The guy I lent the apartment to, he took the neighbor's wine without asking. So what does it help that he keeps saying he's got all these great traits and he's really worked on the traits, but his hands are filthy because here and there he steals, here and there he takes things that are not his. He doesn't even realize how he's trampling on other people's properties and doing things that are wrong. So that's this idea that he's saying you have to love and learn the details of the laws between man and his fellow man. And that's what's going to develop the connection and the sensitivity to these laws. You guys have probably experienced it with the laws of Lashon Hara. Usually that's the most fascinating thing. When a person is Chozer B'Tshuva, you suddenly discover there's a whole book on how you have to be careful talking about your fellow man. As you study it, you learn a sensitivity. You got to be careful how you say something, when you say something, to whom you say something. It's a new sensitivity. That's the way it works with learning halacha. As you learn it, you develop a true sensitivity for it.